You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We've been reporting over the past couple of days that Chrysler is being acquired by the investment group Cerberus Capital Management. Cerberus is hardly as well known as Chrysler, but it's been on a tear in recent years. The firm's been buying up billions of dollars worth of companies that employ hundreds of thousands of people. Other so-called private equity groups have been doing the same, and that's making private equity one of the most powerful forces in the financial world. NPR's Chris Arnold has more on the firm that's buying Chrysler.
Let's start with the name of this investment group, Cerberus. It might sound like one of those vague business names that doesn't mean anything, but Cerberus is actually the mythical three-headed dog that guards the gates to hell. Not very touchy-feely, but neither is the ultra-secretive and bare-knuckle world of private equity.
It certainly creates a great image.
That's Harvard Business School professor Josh Lerner, who studies private equity. Lerner says Cerberus got its start in the distressed debt business, which means it bought companies that were in serious trouble and owed people a lot of money.
This is a lot more like playing rugby than it is watching tennis.
Lerner says private equity groups like Cerberus don't shy away from making major layoffs when they think they have to.
Because these are companies which are pretty messed up by any measure. So in some cases, it may be a matter of doing the tough, unpleasant, but necessary cost-cutting, shutting down factories, moving production overseas.
Cerberus is secretive, even by private equity standards. The founder, Steven Feinberg, doesn't grant interviews. Few people even know what he looks like. At the same time, Cerberus wants to have some public image. It's hired former Treasury Secretary John Snow as chairman. Former Vice President Dan Quayle works at the firm. But private equity is still definitely more about big profits than big names. Josh Lerner says these groups have very little tolerance for bureaucracy and inaction, so at times, they'll fire and replace top managers at the companies they acquire. They'll push people off the board.
Putting up, you know, very different kind of mentality in terms of the organization, in terms of making very specific goals and pushing people day in and day out to meet those goals. It's really a form of crisis management, you might almost call it.
In Chrysler's case, the current president of Chrysler, Tom Lasorda, would be staying in place, and he says there are no new plans for layoffs. The union is backing the deal. Cerberus has had some successful turnarounds. The firm bought the parent company of Alamo and National Rent-A-Car in 2003. It spent $293 million. This year, it sold off the European operations alone for nearly three times that, $860 million. Deals like that make Cerberus's investors happy.
Certainly, Cerberus has a super reputation in terms of its performance.
That's corporate law professor Henry Hugh from the University of Texas. Like many other private equity groups, Cerberus's success has attracted a wave of money from institutional investors such as pension funds, and Hugh has been watching these groups buying bigger and bigger companies. Cerberus alone has bought large or outright controlling stakes in Alamo, Albertsons, Air Canada, Mervyn's, and GMAC, the huge financing arm of GM.
You have this private equity fund that very few people, you know, out in the street have heard of, and yet they control, you know, as of a few months ago, what, 45 companies and with employees of, what, a quarter of a million.
One worry about private equity firms right now is how they use debt. They borrow heavily in many of these deals. That leverage increases their returns, but it could come back to really hurt a lot of companies if economic conditions change. Chris Arnold, NPR News.